Hey there, just a quick announcement before today's episode. JB and I wanted to let you know that we'll be taking a break from May I Elaborate to recharge our batteries.
That's right. To continue to give you this wisdom that we always give you, Miles and I need time to reflect, study, and meditate.
We're heading into the holidays and, you know, we all need a break, right? So this Friday, December 3rd, will be our last daily episode until April. But to be clear, this is not a goodbye. It's just a vacation from our regular schedule. Please stay subscribed to this feed because you'll be getting new content from time to time, including a special look back at our favorite elaborations at the end of the month.
Thanks for listening to our PSA. We love you all and can't wait to be back in April with all new episodes. Now, let's get fully elaborated.
New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only
strong, 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 strong
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude.
Be mindful.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Now, I want to take this time, everybody out there in podcast world, to talk to you about something no one likes to think about. Getting your affairs in order. The idea of imagining that this ride ends is a sobering-ass thought, but we are adults here. We know it's a fact of life. When it comes to estate planning and final wishes, I'm going to be honest with you. That shit is beyond my expertise. I advise you to speak to a lawyer about all that shit before that motherfucker dies. See? You gotta get that shit in order before that motherfucker that handle your affairs fucking dies too. Don't fucking wait around until he's human too. He has the fucking possibility of expiring before you get the fucking questions answered you need to fuck answered. See? People don't think about that shit, man.
Yeah, you should, when you meet with your lawyer, you should meet with your lawyer's doctor.
Fuck yeah. Make sure he's good. But he handling your shit, Miles. No one thinks about that. You think he gonna always be there and shit, ready?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about getting other shit in order. More important shit. I'm talking about stuff like cleaning your computer's browser history, deleting some of your stupid-ass photos your ass has been meaning to delete. I'm talking about going down to your basement and throwing out all that kind of random shit that, taken out of context, makes your ass look sketchy or creepy. Either throw away or donate that prosthetic leg. You're not in the medical profession, and neither you or anyone in your family wears one. Either donate it or throw that shit out.
Yeah, why does he have that down there?
You know, don't even throw it out. They're going to see this shit in the trash. Leave that bitch somewhere so they think someone else left that fucking leg somewhere.
Yeah, see? But then you get caught on, like, closed-circuit camera putting a leg somewhere. And that's already bad. It's just, why do you have that leg?
God damn it, man. You can't even leave shit on purpose somewhere.
No.
Because somebody gonna return the bitch to you on purpose. See?
Right. If I saw somebody drop a prosthetic leg, Oh my goodness, sir, you dropped it. I would bring it to them. Right. You wouldn't just say.
You would go to the fucking establishment and says, hey, check the fucking cameras. Somebody up there fucking prosthetic leg here.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, that prosthetic leg that you try to get rid of because the shit looks sketchy and fucking creepy and you try to get rid of the bitch. And then someone brings the shit back to you.
Left it right on your front door.
God damn it, man. You left this.
Yeah.
Or that fucking Victorian era doll. The one with the goddamn one blinking eye and a fancy ass cotillion dress on and shit. I mean, you don't have no other dolls and shit. And never expressed any interest in the Victorian age. What the fuck are you doing with that goddamn doll? And why do you have four cases of goddamn cream corn? You know? You don't have any other canned foods? Ain't no one ever hear you saying, man, I love me some cream corn. What the fuck are you playing with that goddamn cream corn?
Yeah, see, your life, once you leave and someone starts going through your life and it just looks random without context, you look crazy.
If you ain't there to explain the fucking shit, Miles.
Yeah.
They'll create some shit.
Why do you have that Victorian doll? Why is one eye stuck closed? It's sticky. Why is the doll sticky
already? What
the
fuck is happening? What the fuck is going on in that basement?
Yeah.
That goddamn cream corn.
Yeah.
Taking cream corn baths? What the fuck is happening?
I don't
know. You soak your feet in cream corn? What is it?
Just looks bad.
Now, I know it's the story of the life you live here on Earth that's important. But almost as important is the story people would tell about your life. Your ass ain't fucking here. to fucking elaborate on what the fuck your life was. And of course, you can't control what they say, but you can't control what they see before they say what they saw. See?
Yeah. There's a lot of see, say, saw, but I know what you meant.
Yeah, you know what the fuck I meant. And people out there know what the fuck I meant.
Hey, did you see Saw, the new Saw?
You know what? I did see the new Saw. Yeah, Chris Rock was in that.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So what do you say about the Saw, the new Saw? You said you saw Seesaw.
I saw Saw.
And what do you say?
And I say, I saw Saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Saw. Yeah, that's right.
What do you say about it?
What I say about it? I say I saw it.
You didn't say it was good or bad.
Oh, it was great.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah, it was great.
Hi, I'm Austin. Thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate. Daily wisdom from J.B. Smoove. Every day we discuss a quote from the daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, a year of self-love, daily affirmations for compassion and self-worth. And here ends the quote. Sometimes I have mixed emotions about where I land in life, but I try to find ways to embrace my surroundings. Tanya Carol Richardson.
Sometimes I have mixed emotions about where I land in life, but I try to find ways to embrace my surroundings. Woo-wee! I like that.
That was a very genuine woo-wee. Why are you liking it so much?
I like that one. I'm going to dive into it, Miles. I'm feeling it on my skin. Yeah, I like landing places in life. And I like what she says here. Find ways to embrace your surroundings. Oh, my God. Acceptance. Acceptance, people.
All right. Well, let's see where we land after the break. Welcome back to May Elaborate, daily wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, sometimes I have mixed emotions about where I land in life, but I try to find ways to embrace my surroundings.
Now, let me tell you this, people. As I've gotten older, one thing has been very clear to me. The world just keeps on changing. You go somewhere, you fucking come back a few years later to your hometown, then I'm built a new fucking buildings and shit, new gas station. Shit is everywhere. Now, I know it has always changed, but not like it has in the past 40 years. Now, back in the day, if a castle had a catapult to help secure it, they were good for the next 200 years. It's not like gate-to-gate salesmen were knocking at their castle door trying to sell them the newest catapult model. And the only way to hack that thing would be to literally come in with a saw and hack away at that bitch. These days, the new shit I bought yesterday is the old shit tomorrow. In New York, I used to read the Daily News on the way to work. It had the most up-to-date headlines of what's going on in the fucking world. Hell, now, by the time they finish printing the first damn page of that goddamn paper, the news is spoiled. It's old as fuck. That shit already happened already.
That's true.
New story.
New story.
I mean, say, Mike, you say, Miles, new drink.
Who says new drink?
People say that shit all the time. They say new drink all the time.
Why did you say that?
Because it's a new drink. You try one drink, maybe at a Cosmo, or you had your fucking Cosmo, you drink the Cosmo, and then all of a sudden, the topic changed at the table with your friends, and you say, new drink. You get something else. You bring something else over here. Or the same drink again.
No, you don't. Yeah. You just say, bartender, I'm going to have something else.
You say, new drink.
New drink.
New drink. And sometimes you hold the empty one up and say, new drink.
I would bet you, as you say, you hold your glass up and you say, new drink at the bartender, I bet the bartender stares at you uncomfortably for like 2 seconds before.
If you hold that glass up, Miles, and you sway back and forth, you say, new drink. That bartender knows what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, he's dealing with somebody.
He knows that you're making a point and you need a drink to hold up and to sip on while you tell this story.
Right.
You know? Okay. Or you make a fucking point.
Okay. I think you're, I'm going to go to the quote, sometimes I have mixed emotions about where I land in life, but I try to find ways to embrace my surroundings. All right. Interesting in here in that, actually, I don't know where you're going. I get that things change now all the time, and they didn't change before. You had a catapult to protect your castle. That's what you had. The Daily News is old news by the time it prints. Matter of fact, you could be reading the Daily News and then see on your phone that the Daily News went out of business, and Daily News wouldn't even know it yet.
Miles, I have learned, Miles, to expect all of that.
So the unexpected, you're saying.
Exactly, Miles.
Things change.
Damn right, Miles. New fucking drink, Miles. Hell, I brace for it, Miles. See, Miles, I'm an adapter, and not like an old electronic adapter. Hell no. I have a drawer full of those old ass goddamn things. They don't work for the shit I use now. They're obsolete. But I'm not like them, Miles. I refuse to be obsolete. I fucking adapt to shit, Miles.
Yeah.
Miles, let's just say, if all of a sudden tomorrow we find ourselves in a fucking zombie apocalypse, you wouldn't catch me freaking out. I would adapt, Miles. I'll be watching the news, probably the BBC, because shit sounds more official in a British accent.
Tragedy has struck. Yeah, I get it.
See that, Miles?
Yeah.
Just now, I almost hurt my fucking neck looking to see what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, yeah.
And I twist my neck a little bit too fast. And I said, oh, what the fuck happened?
And on an international front, tragedy has struck.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
tragedy
God.
Has befallen the
oh,
world.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, I see.
See that, Miles?
See. Yeah, I'm listening.
It's so official.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers. Their demeanor is different.
Yeah.
You ever watch the regular news in here and the motherfucker telling you the news is smirking and shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck is the motherfucker smirking for?
Yeah, it's a little too much commentary in just the delivery.
He's smirking like this shit is fucking humorous. What the fuck is wrong with you,
British
man?
Is no. Earlier, my mother died.
They fucking give it to you the right way.
And now the weather.
Give it to you. And they will make the announcement that our greatest fears have been realized and that we are in the midst of a fucking zombie apocalypse. Then they would show clips of the fucking outbreak happening around the fucking world, Miles. And then just to make it real for myself, I would make my way to the window and see my elderly neighbor, Mrs. Weissman, eating the UPS guy. And on a side note, the motherfucker had it coming anyway. You know, he was always tossing her packages over her back fence, no matter how much she complained about
that. That's terrible.
She kept telling him, don't keep doing that. So even a zombie can retain the bullshit, you know? But they got so used to it, the bullshit, it's engraved in their fucking mind.
Well, good for her.
Love zombies. Some zombies are smart like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, after all of that, I would just go in my closet, get my thick leather biker jacket to protect me from the biters, go get my bat that I wrapped in barbed wire, and I named it Lucy, not Lucille, for obvious copyright reasons. And then I would go outside, ready to embrace my surroundings as I swing for the fucking head, Miles.
Good for you, going for the head.
Get them motherfuckers in their stomach.
No, I can't.
Or their shoulder.
Every zombie movie I see where they don't go right for the head, I'm like, did they never watch a zombie movie? Like, we all know go for the head.
Some people go for the, they think this, the old analogy is, you know, beat the body and the head will fall. No, Miles, that doesn't work with zombies and shit. Zombies, you got to hit the fucking head. And then the body falls. It's the reverse.
I thought it was beat the head and the body will fall.
No. People hit the body.
They go.
It's a boxing term, Miles.
Beat the body.
The body and the head will fall.
All right.
But that doesn't work with zombies.
No. Although, I'd watch zombie boxing.
Miles, oh my God. I would watch zombie boxing. I would like to see zombie UFC.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even though it's boxing.
And the grappling.
To the fucking rules.
Oh, yeah.
It's the grappling that I would love to see them grapple each other and wild. They got wrap the person up and grapple.
Yeah,
and bite the fucking ear off of some shit.
Right.
You know?
All right.
And it's legal. And it's legal ass zombie apocalyptic fucking UFC tournaments, Miles.
Gotcha.
Oh, you know, that shit would be awesome. I think boxing, they're too slow.
They're too slow.
It's too fucking slow. It's not exciting.
Yeah.
And then the referee's a zombie too.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And he's fucking he's throwing punches too, because he don't know what the fuck he's doing in there.
Yeah, you're right.
Now everybody's punching each other like a fucking free-for-all. They sit down in the corner and you feel the water pouring out, they're opening in their stomach.
I don't know how many times I can tell you you're right.
So fucking right. And why give them the mouthpiece and their fucking teeth is all fucked up.
Yeah, I'm going to say it one more time. You're right.
Yeah, I'm right.
So here's a quote. Sometimes I mix emotions about where I land in life, but I try to find ways to embrace my surroundings. You embraced it like crazy. You are dropped in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. Mrs. Weissman is chewing the UPS guy, and yet you don't miss a beat. You get your bat, your non-licensed Lucy bat, and you go outside and you start swinging with the head. You are embracing your surroundings.
I am, Miles. Now, here's what I say. Whether you're currently sleeping on someone's couch or stuck on a deserted island like Tom Hanks in Castaway, you gotta find a way to embrace your surroundings. You take what the fuck is given to you, you adapt. Like I talked about earlier, Miles.
Yeah.
But there's some shit you gotta adapt because you can't fucking change it. You can't change all this shit.
No.
It takes fucking years and years and years to change all this shit. But they had that catapult. Teleports don't exist no fucking more?
No.
Shit. Although, I would love to have one.
Yeah. Get rid of trash.
Recycle. Put that fucking bag on that catapult and throw that bitch in somebody else's yard.
Yeah.
Or throw that bitch all the way to the dump, which will eliminate the fucking need for the garbage truck. Find a way to embrace your surroundings. I think Tom did. Fucking Tom Hanks. He could have gave up. So easy to give the fuck up. He almost did give up, Miles.
Yeah, he thought about it.
He thought about giving the fuck up, Miles. But then he embraced, and in doing so, he found a best friend, Miles.
Wilson.
Yeah. He figured out how to do dental work and then found everything he needed to get off that goddamn island. It was always there, Miles.
It was there all along.
It was there all the fucking along. See? He adapted to that shit, Miles. Found shit that he wouldn't normally find until he fucking opened his eyes, Miles.
Yeah.
And Miles, I'll tell you something. To you, Miles, and to everybody out there listening to this goddamn podcast, if he can get off that island, I and you can survive a zombie apocalypse and you can get off your friend's fucking couch before that motherfucker turns into a goddamn zombie.
Yeah.
Embrace your surroundings and then start swinging.
Love it.
Embrace your surroundings and you start swinging that barbed wire fucking bat. God damn it.
I'm going to call you ACDC because you are an adapter of all types.
I am, Miles.
Three-prong, two-prong, pointy end, skinny end, whatever. I don't know the technical term. You get an adapter. You're like, oh, I found an adapter. And then it has a different... It won't plug into the thing you want it to plug into. It's some other shape. Why do they make more than one shape?
Why, Miles?
To make them all the same shape.
Miles, they know not what they do sometimes.
Yeah.
Until someone tells them this shit is wrong.
Oh, they know what they do.
Oh, Miles.
Oh, man.
So we start our UFC zombie apocalyptic UFC
this
tournament.
This is Miles. Perfect because I was wondering how we were going to end the show today.
And they all got little shorts
on. This is great.
Little shorts on.
Thanks for joining us in another episode of Mail Every Daily Wisdom from JB Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Brooklyn Publishing, Founders Bar from the calendar, a year of self-love, daily affirmations with compassion and self-worth. As always, we hope you had a good time. Maybe we even inspired along the way. There you go. Please leave us a comment while you're at a great view on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for leaving so many of your favorite quotes. Please continue to do so, because we promise from time to time to pick a few, feature them on the show. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
Oh, JB Smoove. And then they're grappling each other and biting each other's fucking arms off and shit like that. And then, just to make things really interesting, you drop a regular person in that motherfucker who has to fight his way out of that bitch. Woo-wee! Woo-wee! Ooh, now that's a fucking fight right there. See, now you gotta adapt to getting your ass eaten by that fucking zombie or fighting your ass off. Yeah, we'll throw the bat in there. Get that little bat with the barbed wire on it. You know, call Lucy. And man, you got to go for yours, man. And then you got to get your way out of that octagon. And then the audience is full of fucking zombies. So you got to get your way out of the octagon and out of that goddamn arena. All them goddamn zombies in there. You fuck. You fuck.
This has been a Team Coco production.